sunshine. Give me a do. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. So give me my good friends. Give me a do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
After they play, you have your say. 0141-951-1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboards open line.
Hugh Keevans, Cammy Bell and Gordon Dalziel are here to take your calls. It's that time on a Saturday where we get that fresh reaction as soon as you come out the stadium. We like to think that Hugh Keevans is the first person you think of, as worrying as that might be. You give us a call and let us know what you witnessed today, whether it was good or bad, somewhere in between, a player that pleased you, annoyed you, a refereeing decision. This is what Saturday evenings were made for. So give us a call, please. How significant was that result at Tynecastle? Hearts were not vintage. They toiled for a long time, and then up popped Ocean McEntee with a header to make Hearts win that game 1-0 and stretch their advantage at the top. How big could that be? How much does it change things at Ibrox and Tannadice tomorrow? Rangers fans, if you're heading along, why not give us a call? How do you see tonight going? A home game against an out-of-form Aberdeen team is not one you get away with dropping points in, is it? Would you be looking for even more? Would you be looking to get a bit of polish added to the performances after last week? Give us all your thoughts there and on to tomorrow as well. Celtic fans, you are already preparing for life after Kasper Schmeichel, but it's official now and onwards you go. Will you respond at Tannadice tomorrow as well? We said to you it promised to be a big weekend. It couldn't be anything else.
Yeah.
And we've done the first part.
You use the word vintage, Gordon. Hearts are not vintage in a title race that is not vintage when it comes to the quality of the football. But it is compelling entertainment. You cannot take your eyes off it. And Hearts are now 7 games away from the title. Or will Rangers pip them? Or will Celtic pip them? So, as I say, not vintage. The eventual winner of this title race will not go down in history as an outstanding football team, but in terms of Heart of Midlothian Football Club, history is the name of the game here.
Well, that's it. If it's Hearts, that will not matter a jot. This will be one of the most incredible title wins of all time if they can be the ones that do it, and they've taken a step today.
Yeah, massive step today. And again, the Hearts fans, listen, if Hearts manage to win the title, these players will be absolute legends for years to come if Hearts manage to get over the line. It was a big step today. It was always going to be a difficult game against a good, informed Dundee team. And off the back of that poor result at Rugby Park for Hearts last weekend, so there was a lot of pressure there. They handled it. They managed to get over the line. And that's the most important thing. When you look at the other games, I think there's real significance at the bottom of the table. Kilmarnock getting 3 points, which for me puts Livingston to bed. St Mirren getting that huge result at Falkirk, which absolutely drags Aberdeen into this relegation playoff battle between themselves, Kilmarnock and St Mirren, if they don't get any points tonight.
It's been so long since Heart of Midlothian Football Club won the league. I was 11 years old.
Wow.
I wasn't even old enough to be in secondary school. That's how long ago it was.
And now it's on to Rangers tonight, Gordon, to see what they can come up with.
Yeah, and it puts pressure on both teams tonight at Ibrox. As Cammy mentioned there, Aberdeen are looking over their shoulder at St Mirren and Kilmarnock coming and closing that gap. Then Rangers are looking above at Hearts and trying to close that gap. So that's a bit of pressure for both sides. I think the Rangers with home advantage against an Aberdeen team who are in real, real trouble. I know they've changed their manager. They're looking for a new manager bounce. They got a draw in their first game. They're away to Rangers tonight. I think it'll be too difficult for them. And obviously Livy at the bottom, they look like they've gone. I said at the top of the show, Gordon, it's not about performances, it's about 3 points.
Well, on that note, first caller through is a Kilmarnock fan. It's Simon. Simon, was this the day that your automatic relegation fears were ended?
Yeah, hi guys, hope you're all doing well. Talking about not being vintage, I don't think Kilmarnock were vintage today, but we didn't really have to be. Livingston were really, really poor. We took advantage of it, although saying that it should have been much, much more comfortable than it was. You know, Joe Hugo should score in the first minute of the game. Liam Polworth misses a one-on-one. You know, it should easily have been 4 or 5 today. But, you know, we went with the diamond again today, which I don't like Polworth in the right of the diamond. I don't think he's athletic enough. I think that right of that diamond, you need someone more like a Watson or a Lyons who have the energy. But listen, we didn't need to be at our best today. Hugh said he was 11 when Hearts last won the league. I think he was 11 when Kilmarnock last had two back-to-back clean sheets, it feels like. So it's a nice relief today. And I just wanted to know if the panel think, I know they touched on it a little bit there, whether, you know, I can't see as bad as Rangers are, I can't see Aberdeen winning today. So how much do you think Aberdeen are in free fall, a bit like Hibs the year they went down? And whether it's a probably a three, maybe even four-way battle where we're only 5 points behind Dundee now. We've still got to play them at Rugby Park before the split. So, yeah, I feel it's going to be a really, really interesting battle for who finishes 11th.
Yeah, let's remind everyone of just exactly what that portion of the table looks like. So Kilmarnock are still 11th, but it's goal difference. So them, alongside St Mirren, on 27 points. Aberdeen are only 3 points above that. And as Simon outlined, go to Ibrox tonight. And then 2 points further on, Dundee. So 8th to 11th, separated by the 5 points. Who is your tip, if you like, to finish 11th?
I still think it might be St Mirren, but I'm not ruling out Aberdeen. I said it to 2 o'clock today. 2 points from their last possible 18. 16 points dropped in their last 6 games. That's freefall by any definition. And Stephen Robinson has been handed this crown of thorns and asked to do something with it just to keep them in the division. They'll get nothing at all at Ibrox. Simon is pointing out they've got to play Killy. I think they are in serious trouble. If Neil McCann continues to get a tune out of Kilmarnock, and they've done back-to-back, they've done Hearts and now Libby, Aberdeen are in serious trouble of their own making.
And I can't pick holes in Hugh's prediction, because how do you pick? It's extremely difficult. What you would say though, St Mirren had a very impressive away win today as well, so it almost makes the question even harder, Gordon. And do we need to give a bit of time to see what effect Stephen Robinson has? He's managed one game.
Yeah, and then he's got a difficult one tonight away to Rangers at Ibrox. It'll be interesting. I don't think they'll get anything tonight either. I don't think Rangers will cruise it, but I think they'll do have enough to go over a line. And then you look at Aberdeen's next game.
Yeah.
Away to St Mirren. So that's got to be a real, real blockbuster. And look, I think Kilmarnock, under Neil McCann and Billy Dodds, will have enough to get out it. I think it's a straight fight between St Mirren and Aberdeen. If I was putting my last couple of pounds in, I would probably go St Mirren.
So you're not won over by St Mirren going to Falkirk and getting the victory?
I didn't see it coming. Great result. Can't take any away from them. But I think over the piece, I think that St Mirren, I'll put it this way, I would probably go for whoever wins the St Mirren Aberdeen game.
St Mirren one's a little bit unknown, because we don't know which direction they're going with their management and where they're going, what they're going to select going forward. I'm pretty sure they'll want to do that pretty quickly. It was a brilliant result for them today. What that does, it gives them a huge boost, a huge lift in confidence. And you're right, they mentioned the next game, Aberdeen away to St Mirren. That is just an incredible game, because if Aberdeen were to lose tonight, then go down to Paisley and lose that game, they are in deep, deep trouble. So, listen, there's some big games coming up, because also Aberdeen's game after that is at home to Hibs, so they're not easy. And then they enter that bottom six, and the pressure that they've got in the bottom six is something they've never felt before. They felt pressure at the top end, trying to get European football, but certainly not at the bottom end for a long time.
Simon, does it feel like a kind of release to not then worry about the bottom spot, if you feel like that's that done today and you can look upwards?
Yeah, totally. I think the game when we played them at Almondvale, it was a draw. It was a bit of justice day with Cabin Golo being sent off, because we all know he should have been sent off after 10 minutes in that game. So a little bit of justice being done for us. I didn't really feel, since Neil McCann's came in, I didn't really feel like Livingston could catch us. You know, they've won one game all season. They would have had to have won three and we would have had to have lost all three. It seemed unlikely anyway, but yeah, I think that's a put to bed, as the guys say. But when you're mentioning the other results, the other games coming up, St Mirren still have to play Celtic as well, final game before the split, whereas we've got Dundee at home, which Dundee are decent, but obviously it's a much tougher game for them. I feel like Finlay Carter's getting his first goal today. You know, he's been knocking on the door. I don't know how he's not scored so far. I think he's going to be a real, real spark when he goes into the Scotland team. With all due respect to my football team, who I love dearly, but when he goes up and he plays alongside better players, you see sometimes when you watch him play, like especially today in the game against Hearts, he's just a split second ahead of most of the other players in our team, in terms of his thinking, in terms of his ability, in terms of those passes. So I feel like when he goes into the Scotland team and he's got guys like McTominay making runs for him, you know, I think he's going to be a real, real spark. And I really hope he gets the World Cup because I think he deserves it. And he would offer us that, you know, kind of mirror image to Ben Doak on the right, him on the left, two really tricky, pacey wingers, something Scotland haven't had for a while. So looking forward to those games going into Liverpool for the game against Côte d'Ivoire. So that should be a nice, fun trip. But yeah, just glad to get those results, glad to be sitting a little bit prettier, not having to worry about relegation automatic. But I haven't watched that game last night. I don't really fear too much about Partick Thistle or St Johnston. I don't think either of them are up to much scratch. So if it was a playoff, especially our record against Partick Thistle, you know, I would fancy us in that. But yeah, good to see Ayr lose again as well. So all in all, apart from St Mirren winning, it's been a decent day.
It was a bad result that for Ayr, wasn't it? Losing at home to Morton. But I'm not letting Simon gloat any further. He's had his fun for this afternoon. That was Simon, a Kilmarnock fan, looking up the way now. Feels that Livy are gone. If you've any other thoughts, share them. At the top end, Stevie's a Celtic fan. Right, Stevie, let's be honest, you and the Rangers fans were united in a common cause today in hoping that Hearts would lose. They didn't. They won in the end. What does that do for this title race?
I think it obviously amplifies it, guys. Obviously, that means there's a great show as usual, boys. That means
thanks, Steve.
They certainly try to go on. But as I say, I just think the Celtic Rangers still have to play each other. I think this could get down to like helicopter trio Sunday. No, I mean, no, we're just a helicopter sitting in the middle of the M8 somewhere. No, I mean, and as I say, I'm hoping Cindy Salo doesn't get complacent. No, I mean, obviously, it was terrible what's happened to Cash for Schmeichel, obviously terrible for Denmark, getting into the playoffs as well. No, I mean, they're not going to be as confident. No, I mean, sort of got dirtied a wee bit. No, I mean, that Harvey Barnes going to get picked in a 35-man England squad, but you just sit and say, in the World Cup year, a league's doing well. We've got three teams battling away. We've got a team hovering, you know, maybe not going to win it themselves. They could maybe decide who does win it. But I just think it's a big result for Hearts today, guys. I just don't know what you guys thought, that going into after the international break, that it could just be like, you know, a dogfight.
I think it means you. What does it do? It's clearly not enough to say Hearts will, you know, it's definitely win the league or anything like that. No. But the closer we get, we must be at a point where it almost secures it that they certainly won't fall away. Do you know what I mean? And they won't be far away, whatever happens. Are we at that stage for you?
Yeah. Every game played by Celtic, Rangers and Hearts is vital. Again, I go back to Hearts have to go to Easter Road. The Easter Road fans would never forgive their team if they don't beat them. Rangers have to go to Celtic Park. Hearts have to go to Celtic Park. There's all sorts going on. And therefore, sit back and enjoy, unless you're a heavily committed fan of one of those three teams, at which point you are really a bag of nerves. You're living on your nerves. The Celtic, Rangers and Hearts supporters are now just living on their nerves. Celtic, one street might decide Celtic's league title race. Tannadice Street. They're at one part of it tomorrow and the other part of it across the road in a fortnight's time to play Dundee. That street could go a long way when it comes to Celtic's journey.
What did today's win for Hearts do?
I think it was massive for me, for Hearts to react. It was an opportunity at home and one that I looked at. And yes, you expect Hearts to go and beat Dundee, but you break it down. They had a disappointing weekend last weekend, dropped points away at Kilmarnock at Rugby Park. And then Dundee are an informed team. They've been doing well recently. They're a difficult side, so it was always going to be hard. It was always just about getting them 3 points because you've got an international break. So you didn't want to, again, drop points at Rugby Park, drop more points at Tynecastle and then have to stew on that for an international break in 2 weeks' time. listen, every single weekend between now and the end of the season is going to be significant for all three of the teams. I don't think any of them are going away. I believe I'm the same with Stevie. I think this could genuinely go down to the last eight, and I think all three of them could be involved in it.
See, I mean, Gordon, it would now, when are we at the stage where it would take something almost unthinkable for Hearts to not be in that mix?
No, Hearts have certainly got to be in the mix.
Last couple of games.
Yeah, I think it was a good day for Hearts all round. I know they weren't there. It wasn't a brilliant display from them. But they get the 3 points, they keep a clean sheet, and they get the added bonus of getting Devlin and Shanklin back into the team. I know that there was a blow before the kick-off with Halkett. We'll just need to wait and see how he is after international break. But Hearts are there to stay. They've been there too long.
Yeah.
You know, and every time they lose a game and they lost against Kilmarnock, everybody's thinking, right, if they lose the next one, that's a bubble burst. They're hanging in there and they deserve to be there. They're getting the results. That's what it's about just now. And they're getting their key players back as well. They will be there right to the end for me.
Stevie, you're a Celtic fan. How confident are you that it's your team that comes through?
I've said this for a week's experience. Having an experienced man at the helm is pivotal. Obviously, as Shue says, not being know Tannadice is going to be a big streak. But when you look at the guys and you sit and say, Celtic have won 13 out of the 14 trophies. They've been there again. Schmeichel was a blow. I mean, but again, Sinisalo has got the jersey. I just hope he respects it and appreciates the opportunity that he's got. And when you see, as Charlie was saying earlier on there, whoever wins this, it could be 1 minute it's gone to Edinburgh, and then next minute it's gone to Govan, then next minute it's gone to Parkhead, and we're back at Edinburgh, then we're back at Govan. It's just going to be, to me, it's just going to be up and down, guys. I mean, as the week's going, it's just going to be up and down.
Stevie,
Heart Health Services would be the obvious place,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's easy.
The fact that Celtic are second in this league is a remarkable tribute to Martin O'Neill, because you're talking about a season in which Celtic have had three managers. They had the row surrounding the departure of Brendan Rodgers. They had the awful 33 days of a truly awful manager in Wilfred Nancy. And Martin O'Neill has risen above all of that.
Still Celtic though. You're acting like it's Albion Rovers have climbed to second in the table.
No, but I think given the bad players that Celtic signed,
seven losses this season is a lot for Celtic standards. I don't doubt that. But the point I'm trying to get to the bottom of: how much of an underdog can Celtic truly be? The richest team with all the history behind them, and Callum McGregor.
Yeah, listen, when you look at the finances, absolutely, they can't be an underdog.
But they don't spend it.
But again, I think when you look
in the sense that Callum McGregor will win £40,000 a week. You know, we can't have it that Celtic being second described as remarkable.
Yeah, but given that the circumstances, given that they're on their third manager, given that Wilfred Nancy hung around long enough to lose 12 league points, and in fairness to the club, given that they had serious injuries to Ali Johnson, to Jota, to Cameron Carter-Vickers, and to the club's discredit, the fact that they signed player after player of no use to Martin O'Neill or the club, I think it's a tribute to Martin O'Neill that Celtic are second.
Well, we've shifted the goalposts. A tribute to Martin O'Neill for a job well done, to me, is a few rungs below remarkable. I just think Celtic set their own standards. Can Celtic being second ever be described as remarkable?
No, I don't think so. And Hugh's touching on there, they've had three managers, but look at the quality. Brendan Rodgers, for instance, and Martin O'Neill. I know that Wilfred Nancy didn't go down too well.
Understatement.
Yeah, an understatement. But look, you'd expect, I know that the signings haven't been great. I think Rangers are in the same boat. I think there's one or two signings at Rangers you would look at and question. But they're Celtic, they pay big money, they've got a big squad full of international players. You'd expect them to be up there.
Thank you to Stevie, 01419511025. Keep the calls coming and we'll speak to you next.
Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Byers Auto, family owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Super Scoreboards Open Line.
Hugh Evans, Gordon Dalziel and Cammy Bell are in the studio. We are digesting whatever happened today and looking ahead to later and tomorrow as well. Let's go back to Ibrox. Does Stephen Robinson's appointment boost Aberdeen's chances of getting something? Even if it's a small boost. I know you don't expect Aberdeen to get anything.
No.
So they've got this. They've got. They don't have a better chance with Stephen Robinson than Peter leaving.
I don't think so. Stephen had the team last week, 1-1 draw, not the start the Aberdeen fans wanted. I think Stephen, like Peter Leaven, is hampered by poor players.
Mm. And that's the thing, that's obviously true. I feel like as an Aberdeen fan though, even if we're talking a couple of percent, you'd feel a bit more secure under Stephen Robinson.
There's got to be a reaction from the players, because a lot of the players are playing for the future. It's a new manager in the door. Stephen Robinson will be there next season no matter what happens. Mm-hmm. So again, I think he's had a week on the training pitch. He'll have them structured. We know he makes his teams difficult to beat. So I expect them to be slightly more organised in the way that he wants to approach this game to try and get any points away from Ibrox. But do I expect Aberdeen to take any points? Absolutely not. I don't think. I agree with you. I think that the players are a bit of the problem at the moment.
I agree with Cammy there. I think they will be a little bit more organised. He's had time to work with them. Maybe a set play could make a difference, but I don't really hold out a lot of hope for Aberdeen getting anything.
It's not a team built in his image, is
no,
it? You know,
no,
like the way St Mirren was.
No, yeah. I think Aberdeen as a football club have diminished in stature. I know they got a Scottish Cup win. Can I just say, Casper Schmeichel had a sore shoulder that day, apparently.
So I've heard.
If we get. They've drawn players from all over the place, and the entire club has lost its identity, and a lot of that is down to Dave Cormack, who's made poor managerial appointments. I feel there's more tension to come behind the scenes. I don't think that Stephen Robinson was the sporting director Lutz Fahrenstiel's choice. Therefore, is there a place at the Tawdry now for Lutz Fahrenstiel? There's more havoc to come there, but simply isolating the rest of the season, he'll get nothing at Ibrox. If Cammy said earlier, the result of the game against St Mirren, which is their next match and away from home, is going to be crucial. I just think they're a once big club currently in a bad place.
Ian is on the line. Ian is a Celtic fan. What is it looking like now for you, Ian? You know Hearts have done their bit. Rangers are going to try, and then over to you tomorrow.
Well, panel, hope yous are well. I'd like to touch on Shuggy's point, actually, that he thinks it's remarkable Celtic in second position. I'm 20 years age. I've only seen Celtic lose two or three titles. I don't think it's remarkable one bit. I know we're in a poor position. Celtic will always come strong. Serial winners, Cal McGregor. I know he's out injured now. Once we get him back, it'll be like a new signing. Get Rio Hatate there as well, but I think some of Shuggy's points are baffling. I don't know if he does it to try and get a reaction or what he's trying.
Well, let Shuggy answer you then.
Scottish Shuggy.
I don't find it baffling. I stand by my choice of word. I think that the manner of Brendan Rodgers' departure had the club in a downer. The utterly unfathomable decision to appoint Wilfred Nancy. The 12 points lost by Wilfred Nancy. And then the return of Martin O'Neill. I throw in bad injuries, I throw in very bad signings, and I think that the job that Martin O'Neill has done to get Celtic second in the league is remarkable.
Where should they be then? Because remarkable is like punching above your weight, isn't it? So where should Celtic be right now?
Do you know, the way I would answer that question would be, I might have had an answer for you if I'd known who would take the place of Wilfred Nancy, because for me it's about O'Neill. O'Neill has kept the club afloat. He has handled the warring parties, the Green Brigade and the board, in fact everybody and the board. He's held the club together. I don't know who Celtic would have appointed other than Martin O'Neill, because I don't think anyone could have got them to where they are just now other than Martin O'Neill.
Yeah, they've got the most expensive squad in the league, right? And they're also, as much as we're saying, oh, remarkable got to second, they've got a chance of a double. They're in the same final and they're going in firm favourites against St Mirren. And if they get to the final, they'll go in firm favourites against Falkirk or Dunfermline. So I know that it's not been the greatest season for Celtic. I know what Hugh's trying to say, but I still would imagine Celtic. I still have Celtic to probably go on and win the league.
Do you feel like they almost start with such a cushion, Cammy? They've earned that. Ian said that Ian's a young man.
Yep.
Celtic win every title, pretty much. They've all that money. So all those things that Hugh mentions, they've had to overcome adversity of sorts by their own standards. But I still feel like remarkable has to be reserved for teams that are punching above their weight or doing something, well, remarkable.
Yeah, listen, I get where Hugh's coming from. Would you use the words remarkable? Maybe not. But it's been a chaotic season for Celtic. It absolutely has. This has been, again, when you look at them seasons and you mention that they've won so many titles previously, they've never had a season anything like this. So many changes of managers, so much disruption. Poor recruitment, you've got to throw that in there. It's been really, really poor. When you break everything down, it's came in one season. So I get where Hugh's coming from with regards to if they manage to navigate their way through this season with all that disruption and win the title, it will have been a great achievement. It will have been a great achievement because it's not been straightforward. It's been as uncomfortable for Celtic as they've seen for a long time.
I think it comes with its own... It'll feel special in its own way if Celtic can overcome it, but the other way of looking at it would be all of this stuff, all of this disaster that you've outlined, and second, that's as bad as it gets for Celtic. Worst season and whatever, manager, injuries, whatever, and the poor souls have to slip as far down as second. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I go back to the day when Wilfred Nancy lost to Rangers at Celtic Park and the crowds then formed outside.
That's when they cut ties with him quickly enough.
Yeah. As I say, the fact that he was hired at all is a disgrace.
I've got to say, he should have never any ties with him.
Yeah. But Ian, if Shuggy did these things to get a reaction, he got one from you.
Could say that, Shuggy, but I think it's just poor journalism, to be honest, trying to get a reaction out of fans. And to back my point up about Celtic, I think they'll push through, win the league again. I think Danny Rowe never been in a situation to win a league. What Derek McInnes has done is admirable, but when has he been in a position to win the league? They will bottle it. Celtic will win the league by 6 points.
Are you doing this to get a reaction, Ian?
No, definitely not. I'm a Celtic fan. You can call it entitled. We get that a lot, entitled. But to be honest, I think Celtic will just...
I'm trying to do the arithmetic and almost figure out if... Yeah. I mean, I know they can, right? But like, what would they happen for Celtic to win it?
Yeah,
I know. Well, like, they need to beat Hearts and Rangers, beat Motherwell.
So I think that's the beauty of it. It is so tight now that kind of the alternative to what I said about Hearts. Are we now getting to the stage where Hearts will have to almost be there by the end? Could they possibly drop off drastically enough that they wouldn't? Similarly for Celtic.
How
would Celtic go on and win it comfortably now?
Yeah, I don't think they would. I genuinely don't think they would, because I don't think the other teams are going to drop off. And that's my reasoning for that. If anyone says, like, why won't Celtic win by 6 points? Because I can't see Rangers and Hearts dropping off that much either.
Both of them at the same time.
I think they'll all stay together, and I really do. I think, which is going to be great for Scottish football.
This guy accuses me of saying things to get a reaction and then finishes by saying Celtic will win the league by 6 points.
Come on, Shuggy. I mean, it's all in good spirit, Shuggy. That's catching on for me.
That's good, isn't it?
Shuggy Bear.
There isn't having you, Shuggy.
No. But
poor then, journalism, I like that.
Yeah, poor journalism. I
made a career out of that.
I think if you get 56 years out of being a poor journalist, you've done well. You're quite a clever guy, I think.
I don't know if predictions are journalism as such anyway. It's more fortune telling, and you're no good at that, which we've accepted a long time
but
ago.
I always say, if you had said to me at the start of the season, do you think Celtic and Rangers will have 5 managers this season? I don't think you'd have forecast that.
No, thank you very much to Ian, who was on the line there, catching up with his old pal Shuggy, as we move towards kickoff at Ibrox.
Well, I changed my name by deed poll, didn't you?
Yeah, I think we could potentially do that. Let's just pause, actually, and we'll go back to Ibrox when we return.
It's Clyde One Super Scoreboards Open Line. 0141 951 1025.
Into the final parts of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard, which means we are fast approaching kick-off at Ibrox. The Aberdeen fans, not put off by the situation they find themselves in. They've travelled down, tucked away in that corner at Ibrox, just getting ready for kick-off. The teams are about to come onto the surface. Cammy Bell, I wonder what emphasis you'd put on home comforts for Rangers tonight. If we go through their last few home league games, mm-hmm. going back, 2 goals against Celtic, 4 against Hearts, 5 against Kilmarnock, 3 against Dundee. This is a,
yeah.
you know, that's quite a run, because I think the feeling in this Rangers team is they're not that fluent in attack. They maybe don't create loads, they don't score loads. But the last few league games at home, they've not had any trouble there at all.
Yeah, no, they've scored a number of goals and been convincing results for Rangers at home. But I feel as if it's today, tonight, it's the way they start the game. If they can start the game fast, take this game to Aberdeen, get an early goal, then listen, this Aberdeen's very, very fragile at this moment in time. So I think if Rangers approach it in the right manner, the right attitude, you look at the team they've got out there, they've got players that can hurt them. And they've been comfortable at home. You mention it, the results that they've had, they've been very, very comfortable, and they'll be hoping it's another comfortable night for Rangers tonight.
Scintillating performances from Rangers have been few and far between this season. First half against Celtic, followed by a terrible second half. Terrific second half against Hearts, but one of these times you think it will fit into place. As I say, Nadiri, 6 league games, no goals at all. Might it be tonight that he breaks his duck? Chermiti, we know, is capable of scoring in the bigger matches. I just think that there's such a gulf between the two teams that I could see Rangers winning convincingly by 3 or 4.
I think they would just take, like, Hearts 1-0, 2-0. Mm. They'd be happy with that. Mm. You look at the way Aberdeen are going to line up, they'll probably go 5 at the back. Make it very difficult. Try and make it very difficult for Rangers getting in behind and creating chances.
Do you think that big expectant crowd would be happy with a 1-0? I mean, I take your... Obviously they'll take it in every point and all that, but do you not think the Rangers fans would be looking at a home game? I've just mentioned how many goals they've scored at home recently.
Mm-hmm.
Against a struggling bottom six team. At a time in the season where you're looking for maybe just a wee sign that you've got that something extra that your rivals don't
have. Yeah, taking it into the running, of course. But I think first and foremost, as we keep saying, and I said it to the top of the show, and I think it'll be the same with Celtic tomorrow. When Hearts have won the game, you've just got to go out there and get your 3 points in the bag. Yes, if you get a bit of dominant display, then that's a bit of ice in the cake. But a 1-0 or a 2-0 still is 3 points.
Just feels like we're nearly at the end of the season, Cammy, and you could definitely count on one hand the number of times the Rangers fans will have gone home after a game and went, that was brilliant, I loved that. And you know, I think that's okay as a fan to request that, to want that from your team.
Yeah, they want that. Whether Rangers can deliver that, the problem for me is Rangers can't do a full 90 minute game. There's been few and far between games where they've played a full 90 minutes and been dominant and at their best, but they've got results. And tonight's another one where the result's the biggest thing that matters. Can they get 3 points on the board? Give themselves a chance of winning this title. Maybe not being at their best, but listen, if Rangers fans got offered the chance of winning the title and being poor all, or relatively poor all season, then they would absolutely bite your hand off for it.
If you're looking for clues, Gordon Dielle, Aberdeen are trying to press Rangers high up the pitch early on.
Yeah, very surprised at that. I thought they'd have dropped off and just let Rangers back to get the ball. But you can see right away that Stephen Robinson has obviously been working all week with them, and they're going to try and press Rangers very high up, which could leave you a bit exposed at the back.
Yeah, because look, Rangers have got out of it pretty easily, just kept it with a bit of patience, then a nice switch of play and getting out down that left-hand side. Only 2 minutes gone at Ibrox, Rangers 0, Aberdeen 0. Will keep you up to speed on anything that happens inside the opening stages. Let's hear the first managers are starting to make their way through. They've been taking their time. What about Jens Bertel Askew, a 0-0 for Motherwell at home to Hibs today?
I think we tried to speed up things from start to finish today to win the game. And at times it looked really good, but obviously lacked the last bit of quality and sharpness in the final moments throughout the game. When we finally found it, the small margins weren't on our side, and we kept going. We had a big moment also with JT in the second half, where he doesn't connect as good with the ball as we've seen him do so many times this season. And then we tried towards the end. It became quite lively at times in the second half because the direct games turned out to some second ball stuff where the pitch was quite open in the centre, and then it, you know, went a little bit both ways there. And I have to praise the players out there for really being extremely disciplined and defending the phases of the game really well, where we know they are strong, set plays, crosses and transitions. Outstanding in terms of that we were able to dominate and control the game in possession without giving more big chances away than we did. And then obviously disappointed now that we weren't able to convert that dominance and control into more clear-cut chances.
So a point doesn't do Motherwell's chances of making life uncomfortable in the top three any real good, but keeps Hibs 6 points at arm's length heading in towards that split now. 4 minutes gone at Ibrox. Gordon, anything of note?
No, not at all. The game will just settle down, Gordon. Rangers obviously dominating most of the possession just now, but as I said, Aberdeen will fall back into a back five and get everyone behind the ball and try and make it hard. It's up to Rangers to create something here as they come forward. Nadiri having a shot, but it's well blocked.
They've looked sharp. Rangers have moved the ball really well. There's been good runners in behind, good movement. Mikey Moore's had a lot of the ball so far, so Rangers have started the game pretty well.
They do look in the mood, Hugh.
Yeah, as I say, I think it'll be a very comfortable win for them. And not because Aberdeen are hopeless, but Rangers have started very well, and they have the players who can inflict damage on Aberdeen, and they look in the mood. The crowd will be enjoying it.
You just see how deep Aberdeen are there. You look at where the two Ranger centre halves are playing.
Yeah.
They're playing for about 35, 40 yards out. Aberdeen just drop everybody in, try to make sure there's no spaces for Rangers to open them up. But Rangers are moving the ball about quite well.
Incidentally, Jens Bertolasco, he can certainly talk, can't he?
Oh yeah, he talks a good game. Second language as well.
A wonderful detailed summary of a load of dross.
But do you know a great thing today? I know he'll be disappointed at home to Hibs. Another clean sheet here.
Yeah.
The clean sheets at Fir Park are incredible. What is that? Only Raskin has scored in the last, 12, 13 games at Fir Park. Incredible.
Tello Asgard was involved there, tried to get on the end of a kind of looped, a scooped ball into the box from Mikey Moore. It's a big day for him, Gordon, to try and show that, because if there is one criticism of this Rangers team at the moment, is that area, that midfield area, to unlock things, and he's the man that's been tasked with it today.
Yeah, it's an opportunity for him. Sometimes when you see him, you think, oh, there's a real player in there. And then other times, he just offers absolutely nothing to the team. So he's waited his chance. He did look lively when he came on, but he started the game, and it's up to him now to say, right, okay, I'm the guy that can do that for the run-in to the end of the season now and unlock defences.
To answer your question, that Nico Raskin goal is the only one Motherwell have conceded at home since the 18th of October.
Wow, incredible.
That's incredible. Incredible.
But anyway, 6 minutes gone at Ibrox. We will keep you up to speed in the next few minutes before we disappear. I suppose a nod to tomorrow, Cammy. What type of challenge can Dundee United pose to Celtic?
Yeah, listen, they're at home, so it'll be a game that they'll be trying to get something from. It's going to be a difficult game for Dundee United, especially off the back of what happened last week. There's no getting away from it. There'll be a huge amount of disappointment around about Dundee United with the way the game ended in the derby. I just feel as if the importance of the game for Celtic, I'll make sure that they go up there, approach it right, and I think Celtic will come away with all 3 points for me.
I mean, obviously they have to in the context of this title race, Hugh.
Yeah, that always comes back to the strikers. Schwanchara has now scored important goals back-to-back weekends. I would imagine he would start the game with Yang and Maeda either side of him. I was going to say the start's important, but the last time Celtic went up to Tannadice, they started wonderfully well, and they dominated the first half, had a one-goal lead, and were looking good, and then collapsed. But again, those were in the dark, confused days of Wilfred Nancy.
Tell you what's so confused about it. See this current Celtic team? Mm-hmm. Do they have an attacking performance like that in them?
You just wonder.
Because they look way more likely to win football matches. But do you know what I mean? They were quite fluent in attack, but just could not do the other end of it when they were at that spell during Wilfred Nancy.
Yeah.
I'll be interesting tomorrow. Listen, you're going up against a Dundee United team. I was very impressed with them last week in the derby. They dominated most of that game and should have won. But they've got that in them, and I think Celtic will have enough to go up there tomorrow and get 3 points.
I think, as the Dazzler would call it, there's an esprit de corps about Celtic now and the supporters. You know, apparently Celtic Park was like the old days last weekend, minus the Green Brigade. And I think they'll have a big crowd at Tannadice tomorrow, and the crowd and fans are as one at the moment. But you can be as one all day long. If you can't stick the ball in the net, then you're in trouble. So
there's a what about Celtic?
Esprit de corps.
No idea.
No?
I thought it was a coffee.
You stick with Shuggy, I'll keep you right.
Yeah.
I think there was a selection of handballs in the middle of the pitch from Aberdeen there. Liam Morrison with the final one. Still feels weird seeing Stephen Robinson wear Aberdeen gear, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Taking a bit of getting used to with his Adidas jacket on. On the touchline, trying to bark instructions. James Tavernier's over a free kick with 9 minutes gone. Definitely a crossing one. I mean, even he, I don't think, would.
No. He's there. Get the big lads up there. He'll put it in the penalty box and hope somebody
there
gets their
some
head on.
Size about Rangers.
I was going to say, look at the physical presence that Rangers have. If you can get a good delivery in there, this is a huge opportunity. Any balls into the box when you've got all your defenders up and your big players lined up, it's difficult to defend against.
I mean, especially if, you know, if Tello Asgard's your kind of creative, he's big.
Yeah.
He's the kind of creative midfield supposed to be, not including the centre backs, the big strikers that they've got. Anyway, that's not a great delivery. It did force Morrison to put it out for a corner. I think we'll stick with that, and then we will bid you farewell just to see if we get any inclination of what Rangers are going to do to try and respond to Hearts, who were, of course, victorious today. James Tavernier is over the corner. Mikey Moore waiting. It does go straight into the box. And it's a big chance.
Oh, he should score.
Bullet header from Chermiti. And it goes wide. There we are. Hearts have laid down a marker for Rangers and then Celtic tomorrow to try and follow. Will they? And what will that table look like come tomorrow evening? Thank you for your company this afternoon. The GBX is up next, which I'm sure you'll be happy about. And Andrew McLean and the guys will speak to you at 4 o'clock tomorrow.